You've probably heard this before. You are so strong. I don't know how you do it. You are such an inspiration. But what they don't know is how many times you have cried in silence and how many nights you have laid in bed whispering to yourself, if I could just get through this one more day. This is TD. I'm on Unmasked and Thriving, the podcast. For many people living with HIV or any chronic condition for that matter, there's a script that we are forced to follow. It goes like this. Be brave, be positive, be quiet about your fatigue. Be grateful no matter what. Always smile. But here is the truth. Resilience is not a performance. And you don't need to impress anyone. And you don't owe anyone your constant strength. You see, there's a difference between thriving and acting like you are okay. There's a difference between faith and emotional suppression. One heals, the other breaks. In the world of HIV, especially in the black communities, we are often told to be warriors, to keep fighting, to represent, to defy stigma by being better than what is expected. And all the while, we are dying inside from the pressure, from the invisibility, and from the loneliness of performing strength. But what if healing starts when we stop trying to prove we are okay? When we admit, I'm tired, I'm scared, I need help, I miss who I was before the diagnosis. I miss being touched without gloves. I miss rest that is not medicated. You see, vulnerability, it's something that is wonderful. It is not a flaw. Vulnerability is a portal, a door through which the truest kind of healing walks in, unmasked and unafraid. You don't need to smile even when you're hurting. You don't need to pretend that your body is feeling good when it's actually hurting. You don't need to hide your side effects just because you want to protect someone else's comfort. This is not about pity. This is about permission, permission to be real, permission to unravel, and permission to begin again without pretending. We are not obliged to inspire. We are not required to be brave on command. We don't need to shrink our pain so that others can feel at peace. No. Dear listener, let go of the pressure to perform. Let go of it. You are more than the mask you are wearing. You are more than the medication that sustains you. You are more than the stigma that tries to name you. You are not less than just because you are struggling. You are not failing just because you need time. You are not too much just because you speak your truth. You are a soul in a body that is doing its best, and that is enough. So today, let this be your mantra. I release the need to perform. I embrace the right to heal. Healing begins where performance ends. And your healing is sacred, even when it is messy, even when it is slow, and even when no one else understands it. This is letting go, thriving beyond the diagnosis. And you, dear one, are exactly where you need to be. So stay soft, stay honest, and stay whole. Until next time, this was Unmasked and Thriving.
Thanks for joining us on Unmasked and Thriving. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone carrying silent grief or sacred fire. Subscribe, review, come back next week. Come walk with us in the abundance, authority, and victory of eternal life.